On this first episode, The Green Rant, I'm going to be talking about the sustainability initiative at MISS. I've had a few people come up and ask me about this. We do have a climate commitment to be zero carbon dioxide emissions by 2016. This is an ambitious goal, particularly for our institute being an international school. We do have a lot of emissions come from travel of faculty, staff, and students. This is a very big challenge for myself when I'm looking into how to lower our emissions. A lot of what ideas I come up with tend to be focused on the campus, and even if we completely cut all of our campus emissions to zero, we will still have a huge problem eliminating the amount of CO2 emissions from transportation. So one of the things I hope is to talk with students and gather their ideas for lowering emissions. I've heard things such as buying carbon offsets, and you know, right now we, with Students for Sustainability, we do plant acorns and or we do gather acorns and plant saplings in Fort Ord, which is one way we can offset our emissions. While on campus, it is good to lower our emissions, which means printing less, using less electricity, using less water, making sure you're recycling and throwing away the trash properly. I did mention in my welcome speech the TerraCycle bin that we have. Please go check out what the TerraCycle bin is. It can hold red Solo cups. It can hold candy wrappers. It can hold chip bags. We also collect batteries and CFL bulbs. This is one of the ways that we can lower our impact here on campus. What's been great about being the sustainability graduate assistant is I've got to review the energy output over the last year and put together a greenhouse gas audit. It's probably the most important job that I or part of my job is doing this audit. Part of it includes waking up every other week at 5 o'clock in the morning to measure how much trash and recycling we have. It also includes gathering PG&E data, making sure we do a transportation audit at the beginning of the year so we can determine how much students are driving, where they travel from, and get all of these numbers. Then after I have get all this data, I put it together in a spreadsheet that thank you to all of the sustainability graduate assistants before me who have made it simple and easy for me to put this together. I then fill out the information. Boom, there we go. I have a beautiful pie chart that shows all of our emissions. I can toy around with it to give better graphical representations of what our emissions are, and hopefully we can see a steady decline in our emissions over the next couple years. This is the possibility of getting to zero emissions by 2016 is going to be determined by the students, the faculty, and the staff all working together to achieve this. I know I am passionate about this. I have met a few students who are also very passionate about sustainability. Some of the faculty and staff, they absolutely do their part, but there is hesitation on certain parts of the campus to implement sustainability of any form. I know it's hard. My hope is by talking about it more and getting the word out more and getting students more on board that we will be able to change the habits at the Monterey Institute and maybe really change the way of the world. Our motto is be the solution. For me, one of the solutions is to live a green, low carbon footprint lifestyle. I do my best. It's hard, like most people know. It's almost unavoidable in many cases. You do have to drink water. You do have to eat food, and a lot of that food comes in copious amounts of packaging. You do need to use computers. By me recording this podcast, I'm sure I'm contributing a little bit to the carbon emissions at the Monterey Institute, but there are always solutions such as finding solar panels, investing into offset projects, limiting the activities that you do. Just getting outside and getting away from technology is a great way to limit the usage of it and limit the emissions from it. So it's not impossible. I hope that in 2016, when I eventually visit back at the Monterey Institute, I know that we've reached our goal. If not, I will be very sad and will try to convince the Meyer Institute to hire me on as a full-time sustainability person so we can achieve it within the next 5 to 10 years. But that is a future conversation to have with the faculty and staff here.